This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob Pompiani back with you. Joe Starkey has the day off, but he did call in earlier to share his memories about Mike Lang, who passed away last night at the age of 76. And we continue the conversation with a man who knew him very well, both as a player, a broadcaster, and just a friend, and that would be Jay Caulfield. Jay, I'm sure it was a tough night to get those news that, you know, at age 76, Mike has gone through some struggles, of course, but man, his legend and his legacy will live on forever around Pittsburgh hockey.
Yeah, Bob, first of all, good to talk to you this morning, and certainly on a sour, sad note, hear that. But yeah, Mike was, I had just been on with somebody else a little while ago and just talking about, you know, when I first got here and how welcoming, you know, you're a new player coming to a new team, new city, and on top of the players, Mike was extremely, you know, warm and welcoming, and I got to know him right away in our first trip that I took. And you know, and then as you said, just a legendary voice, but a guy that helped hockey, you know, bring hockey really to its, you know, in the Pittsburgh area, to bring its attention to it. And of course, Mario comes into town, and everything goes on from there. But certainly a voice that he'll never forget hearing, and how he made everybody feel a part of every night that a game was on. And he made it a closeness for especially a fan base in Pittsburgh that is, as far as like wanting to be a part of their teams, second to none. And when you have an announcer like that, he makes that a reality for everybody. And he certainly did that for us as players, and he did it for the whole city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he certainly did. And Mario did issue a statement on this. He said, Mike was a Penguins legend and one of the most important figures in franchise history. It was my honor to have him call virtually every goal in my career and play a key role in all five of the Stanley Cup championships. Mike was a one-of-a-kind broadcaster, a tremendous ambassador for the city of Pittsburgh, and most importantly, a great friend, and he will be missed. And the ambassador part is true, too, because when you hear a voice, and you know how this works now. I'm sure you have the same thing.
Yeah.
People get out and they know your voice, and they say, wait a minute, that's Jay Caulfield. Well, Mike had that, and Penguin fans everywhere, not just in Pittsburgh. Those who listened on the night owl shift and were out of town or wherever, they would listen to Mike Lang, and he brought hockey before, you know, at a time where hockey wasn't very big, and there were 6,000 people at these arenas watching games. But the ones who came, and additionally the ones who came after that, even before Lemieux, were there because Mike Lang introduced it to them.
Yeah, Mike, that's such a, or, and Bob, that's such a, you know, I think we all, as you just touched on a little bit, there's announcers in every sport that just kind of hang, that you just look forward to hearing. Like, you want the A team, if you will, right? Like, when it's NFL weekend, you hope you get the A announcers. And with hockey, you know, with nationally, you know, Mike Gemmert getting the NBC calls and, you know, all those kind of things. But there are few and far between that really go to that level that you can look at and say they just make an impact, that you just want to hear them each and every game or each and every week, whatever it might be, whatever sport. But he is one of the elite. He was one of the elite. And the person that the voice that you hear carries the game, you can feel it, you can see it. I think Mario's message was pretty pointed. Just about, like, I think he called almost, you know, all of Mario's goals and what that meant and the Stanley Cups. And I think that message alone says so much. But I just think the way he drew people in, Bob, was, you know, in such a unique way. I don't know what it was, but again, a strong voice that, you know, I think we, and Bob, even you being in the industry, you can always say there's, if you hear a voice, you know, that's not, you might say something, that's not like an NHL voice. Then you hear a Mike Lang, that's an NHL, that's a prime time, that was a prime time voice that people will not forget. And I truly believe it's the way he brought people in and make them feel that they were a part of what was going on and drew them into the game. And, you know, like you said, early days when there weren't many people in the building, they needed something, and he was the guy that provided it, that started to draw attention on his calls and how it was and how he explained the game. And it'll live on forever.
You know, Jay, it's funny you say that, because it is important to, especially if you're doing it on radio, to be vivid in your description. But also, I always appreciated this about him, that he never took for granted maybe a listener or two tunes in who hadn't. And even though you know some of these arbitrary rules that there are in the game, he would take time to explain them as if you were tuning in for the first time and you didn't understand hockey. I appreciate what you do with your Telestrator, because you do the same thing for people who are not aware of some of the schematics to go into or why this play turned out the way it did. He did that, you know, on radio especially. You could see it on TV, but when radio was going on and he was doing it, he created a picture in your mind based on how he described every single part of a play.
Yeah, that's so true. And it needs to be, like you said, radio is special, a special side of it, if you can do the radio call and have people really get the feel on where it's at and what's happening. And I had the chance to be around Sam Rosen, too, on my start of my career, and seeing him just a couple weeks ago with the, you know, the U.S. Hall of Fame. I think they all felt to a man, like Mike. Sam's one that's in that upper that echelon of top, and he raved about like what Mike Lang did and how he provided it. So, yeah, you know, Bob, it's that's a unique talent, right? It's a talent that not everybody has. Not everybody can. I mean, there's voices, and then there's guys that have the voice and then the ability to explain the game and take it to the level where everybody can understand it and know, feel like they know what's going on.
Did you have a special saying that Mike threw out? There were so many of them that come to mind, and they all fit the occasion, you know, the gravity of the game came to a crescendo, and there was that, whatever he wanted to use, whether it was smoked him like a bad cigar, beat him like a rented mule. I mean, they go on, and they fit, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I was... buy Sam a drink and get his dog one too. I always kind of like that one. But my one that just, when Elvis just left the building kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just like that because it was straightforward. And I know that's simple compared to all the other ones, but I just like that one. And it just makes everybody feel about Pittsburgh, the Penguins winning games and winning cups. And that's the one I like. That's what I like, Bob. That's the one I know it's a simple one, but it's the one I like.
And if you ever went to an Elvis Presley concert, that's how they ended it all the time, right? Elvis has just left the building.
So there you go, Bob.
So he took it and turned it into a hockey thing that everyone knows. The other one is it's a hockey night in Pittsburgh. That's so simple.
Yeah.
But anytime, and you hear, I guess the biggest compliment you can make is that when people start repeating these things out in their own conversations, I've been to places where, you know, there are gatherings going on, and in the middle of a conversation, you would hear something that came from Mike Lang that's being repeated by other people. That's how ingrained it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just in. I just had some NHL Network stuff on, and they were talking about there was people calling in and saying just that. From the other side of the state, too, people calling in from Philly, and I think that is that part's amazing. And I also, in Philadelphia, when we just started watching hockey, they had Gene Hart, Don Earl and Gene Hart for the play-by-play in color, and we always felt like you could always get the game from them as well and understand it, because that was like back in the day then that you didn't have games on TV. You were listening on radio, and you had to be a special voice. And again, when you have people call in at different places and all over the country, as you mentioned, Bob, that the people would quote them. That's pretty amazing. And that you're in this industry, he's elite, and he's the best of the best. And like you said, legendary. I still think like Mario's message was poignant. It was just so spot on. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Something that's very special when you can have it. And my early times here in Pittsburgh too, I remember the first time I heard going to a Steeler game, my wife Alicia and I were going to go to a Steeler game for the first time, and on the way to the game after practice, I hear Myron Cope for the first time, right? So when you have that kind of voice and what that means to the city of Pittsburgh, and then Mike Lang is just in this category of, as I said a lot of times, right, Bob, you want to make sure you get the A team, and a voice that when you hear it, you carry it, you know you're listening to an NHL announcer. But he was not only that, he was, as I said, the best of the best. And it's a sad day in Pittsburgh as far as that's concerned, but what he meant, it's amazing. And I'm sure you're listening from above, realizing how everybody loved him and is going to miss him, but what it means to him to realize all the attention that goes with it, pretty amazing, right, Bob?
Well, he's buying Sam a drink up there in heaven, and the dog too. Only can wonder what it would have been like tonight if he had to call this game between USA and Canada. And I can't let you go without a thought on that one, because I would imagine that he would take it, and the gravity of the game, especially if it's close late. Mike Lang would have done that justice to have that kind of game. So, what do you expect from that kind of game tonight?
First of all, I agree that he would have done justice. I think it would have been phenomenal to hear him call this game. Now, as far as the game is concerned, and telling Joe yesterday, I still go, I said before, I thought the goaltending, Hellebuck, is going to be the difference maker, right, for U.S. to win. Hellebuck is going to be the difference maker. I find it hard, though, to think that Sidney Crosby or McDavid, McKinnon, and the likes of, you know, who's in the lineup, if Makar's back in the lineup, I find it hard. That's why I say Hellebuck has to be the star. For USA to win, Hellebuck has to be the best player on the ice tonight. And because I don't think you don't hold back. And we're now we're U.S., but we have Sidney Crosby on the other side. And if you look at it, if they pulled out, I find it hard to go against Sidney Crosby in a game like this. And coupled with the idea that he has the other, you know, from McDavid and MacKinnon, and the speed that they bring, it's hard to go against that. If you're a betting person, you're looking at it going, really, is that going to happen again? I don't know. But I do believe Hellebuck has to be the number one star. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to go U.S. with Hellebuck being the star. He's there. He's going to get tested here tonight. But it's really, we're really torn, because I do say, how are you going to bet? Is Canada going to lose two times to a U.S. team that certainly got the best on the other night? But hard to go against Crosby. But I got to lean on the Hellebuck and U.S. and Mike Sullivan having these guys ready to go and realize that what they won the other night will mean nothing if they don't come around and win this game tonight.
No question. That's how much is on the line, and I agree with you. I think the goaltending advantage is there. But you got to put pressure on Jordan Binnington or whatever they end up doing over there, because all it takes is one shot or two. Real quick before I let you go, and I appreciate the time, Jay.
Yeah.
Do you expect fights like we saw? I mean, the Tkachuk brothers lit it up the other day. I don't know what I would expect tonight from that point of view.
Yeah, I don't – listen, I think if Team Canada could change their lineup and brought up Tom Wilson, then you'd see fights, right? Because I think they regret that they don't have him in the lineup, but they didn't put him on the team.
Right.
The guy does everything for Washington, right? Kills penalties. They built their team, right? We talked about this last week. They built their team just as U.S. did. It's not the best players across Canada. It's the best team that they put together, including some of the best ever to play the game. But as a team, that's not what's there, right? So they don't, the pieces that they wanted to put together. And again, I would say if you could make a substitution and put a player like Tom Wilson in the lineup, then I think you would see something. Then you'd see it get back right after it. But I don't think that doesn't, I'm not saying that can't happen inside the game tonight to play, because it's going to be, everything is going to be, there's not going to be a check that's not finished. And if it gets to a level where somebody takes it to a different, goes hard on Crosby or McDavid, something over and above, and you can still see that. I'm not saying that can't happen, but I think after the first time it happens, having it again doesn't, unless Team Canada wants to initiate and puts different people on the ice. But Sam Bennett's tough. But he's small. He's not. Brady Tkachuk is much bigger than Bennett. But Sam Bennett's the toughest player that they have on that lineup as far as fisticuffs or whatever might go. They're not built like that for that. So I don't expect to see it right away, Bob. But I do think inside the game, certainly something could happen, especially if anything gets out of hand one way or another, I think then you're going to see something take place. But I don't expect it off the start. And again, let's hope USA can continue this and Mike Sullivan brings home a championship for USA and everything that goes with that. But, man, it's tough to go against the Crosby situation.
No
two games.
No question. And he has such a big resume in these kind of international competitions that it's almost natural to expect him to win. But I'll tell you, one guy for the USA who's got to step up, I think, is Austin Matthews. He has not had a good tournament, at least from a point-producing tournament. He needs to be one of those guys tonight if they're going to win this game.
Yeah. Bob, if he's not, I mean, he is, I mean, I don't even, I honestly not, I haven't noticed, same as what you're mentioning. You're seeing Makar, you're seeing MacKinnon, you see McDavid, you see Crosby. I'm not seeing that from that side either. They do need something different. They need the star power from Matthews to step up and come to the forefront in this game tonight. So that's going to be the difference. And that's why, and he'll never hear, he's under scrutiny. He's under the microscope because especially playing in Toronto, they haven't won in Toronto. And if they don't pull it through today, he's going to hear a lot of that as well. So, again, it's going to be, again, I think great theater, great to see. And it's certainly got the hockey world a buzz. I still don't know what's happening. We were talking yesterday, Bob, if you know, with this Hughes situation, I don't know if he's going to be able to play tonight for them or not because they need to drop another player. Have you heard anything different?
No, I haven't. And that's going to be key. He would be a tremendous asset. But I don't know.
Yeah, he was supposed to be there. He was supposed to be there in the first place. And with McAvoy out, that was the topic that we were discussing yesterday. So I haven't heard anything different about it either.
Yeah.
Key for U.S.
I know this. It's going to be a tremendous game. Everybody watching, some of the ratings have been through the roof, and they should continue tonight. Jay, thank you very much for your time and memories of Mike Lang. We appreciate it and look forward to seeing you again next week.
All right, Bob. You take care.
All right. That's the great Jay Caulfield joining us here.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.